There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Oh yeah, everybody. Yeah. I have the newspaper. Shut up, music. I have the newspaper from Sunday, which has job classified ads with phone numbers, hopefully. I should have looked at these before and circled them. Oh. All right, here's one for information security officer. They also have head teller, assistant branch manager, accountant, and mortgage specialist available. Okay. Cross the T's and dot the I's. Now that I got too popular, the cops and pies. I'm taking this rap shit serious. Till my demise.
Good afternoon, Navy Recruiting District.
Hey. How you doing?
Hello?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
All right. Hey, what's up?
I see you got administrative support. It didn't say anything about the Navy. Why'd you say Navy?
Because this is the Navy.
But it doesn't say Navy in the ad.
Right.
What are you trying to do here? You're trying to conscript me and fool me into joining the Navy just to be an administrative supporter?
No.
That's very sneaky. Paid training in all areas, medical, dental, vacation, money for school, because it's the military.
Yes.
How much are you people spending out of the budget to put an advertisement in the local paper? Fucking dickheads.
Navy Petty Officer speaking. I'm Officer Ma'am.
Petty Officer?
Yes.
You're just a Petty Officer?
I am just a Petty Officer.
All right, I'm a Lieutenant.
Okay, sir. How can I help you?
That's right. You treat me with respect. I want you to salute the phone, please. All right. Put me down for 5 spaces.
So, what are you talking about right now?
I need you to put me down for 5 spaces, Petty Officer.
Oh, yeah? 5 spaces of what?
Why are you talking to me like that, Petty Officer?
Sir, I'm not talking to you like any way. I'm
Petty Officer, motherfucker.
The way you're talking to me right now, sir, is unsatisfactory.
All right, that's it. That's it. Get on the floor, and I want 50.
Okay.
Count them down.
All right.
Are you disobeying a direct order from your commanding officer?
Yeah, you're not my commanding officer.
I am a commanding officer in the United States Navy!
You're not my commanding officer, sir.
I am a commanding officer! Give me your commanding officer right now.
He's not in at the moment.
You motherfucker, you.
I'm happy to leave a message.
What's your number? Give me your numbers right now.
You just called my number.
No, not your phone numbers, your ID number. Give me right now.
My ID number?
I command you to give me your serial number.
My serial number?
Yes.
I don't have a serial number.
Where's your military ID?
I'm looking right at it in my computer.
Read everything out.
I'm not reading anything out.
I command you.
I'm going to hang up the phone, sir.
You motherfucker, you. All right, look, I'm not a lieutenant.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm also a petty officer.
Okay.
All right. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. Do you like to masturbate? Do you ever masturbate in your Navy pants? Shit. He didn't fall for that at all. I don't sound like a Navy man. I have too much estrogen in my voice, like Gary Brodsky says. Blah.
States Navy Petty Officer speaking. How may I help, sir, ma'am?
Huh?
Hello?
Huh? Huh? I didn't want to talk to him. I was trying to get someone else. I was hoping it was a big call center.
States Navy Petty Officer speaking. How may I help, sir, ma'am?
Is there anyone else there?
I'm the only one here.
Is there a man I can talk to?
I'm the man. If you want to come down here and see, I'll show you who the man is.
You'll show me your private parts to prove it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I did.
Yeah, you're going to show me the private parts? Yeah, I'll show you. Fucking Navy. Rumors are true. Man of the night. I got a phone number for Ross, where you dress for less.
Yeah. Defend me from those that rise up against me.
They're looking for merchandise processors, inventory control, order selectors and operators, warehouse trainers, markers. Yeah. Picking and packing, shipping and receiving. Yeah! Let's do it! To the party with my new pair of Maurice. America meet the gangster Sean Corey. Hey, young world, wanna hear a story? Close your eyes and you can pretend you're me. A cut from the cloth for the Kennedys. Frank Sinatra having dinner with the Genovese. This is the genesis of a nemesis. Mother of America's not witnesses. The Harlem Renaissance. Good afternoon, thank you for calling Bert to be on the show. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, fucker? I was calling because I got this newspaper here. You put a job ad in the paper?
Okay.
Alright, what can you tell me about this shit?
Excuse me?
What can you tell me about this?
Okay, you don't need to curse at... You don't need to use profanity over the phone.
I'm sorry, I made a mistake, because I talk like that with my friends, and I for a second there, I forgot. I'm very sorry.
Thank you for calling Breakfast and Beyond. This is how may I help you?
I'm sorry about that, okay?
Hello? Okay, critters are busy right now. Can you call back about a half hour?
What's critters? Oh, recruiters? The recruiters are busy? Come on. Maybe I have too much echo. Let's see. That's worse. How about here? Okay. That's where I was, I thought. Recruiters are busy, whatever.
Bullshit. Alright, so I'll look for another number, right? And I'll play a song in the meantime. As the incense burn and the turntables turn in that Al Green place, I see my mama's afro.
Bookkeeping, office help, part-time, 2 to 3 days a week. And my papa just left the house in search of the killer of in real estate management. And she's trying to calm my nerves as I observe this is just okay. One day. And what tomorrow has in store, we can never be sure, so all we can do is pray. Stupid. Oh, it says fax resume. Duh. Alright, here's just a phone number for caregivers. All shifts, car necessary, clean record, home instead of hospital, senior care. Okay.
Something else you suggest we can do. He made his way to the trunk, opened it like, huh, a treasure chest was removed. Cop said he'll be back next month, but we call corrupt, he called paying dues. Now when the bruises blurred, as they is were, what am I to do?
The one pain in the ass of doing these is that it's on a newspaper.
So I gotta type everything and man, I suck at typing.
Anyway, this oppression, the drug profession flourishes like beverages, it's fresh. Sweet taste of sin. Maybe everything I am. Bad drug dealer or victim I beg. What came first, moving chickens or the egg? This is why I be so fresh. I'm trying to beat life because I can't cheat.
Thanks for choosing Home and Sit Senior Care. This is Brooke.
Hey, how are you doing? Hey.
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm not too good. Really upset at my current job. I'm a caregiver now.
Okay.
I see you have job openings for caregivers.
Oh, yes, we do. Actually, do you mind holding, and I can get you through with our HR department?
Okay, all right.
Okay. What's your name, please?
Cross.
One moment.
Okay.
You've reached the voicemail of...
Come on!
Please leave your name.
Come on!
Thank you for choosing Home Instead Senior Care. This is Julia.
Yeah, there's no one in HR right now. No!
You've reached the...
Did she listen to me?
Thank you for choosing Home Instead Senior Care. This is Debbie. How can I help you?
Listen, I have a question. Don't transfer me.
Okay.
Damn it. I'm a caregiver right now. I'm actually hiding in the bathroom of my job because I'm calling about the job ad that you have here. No one's answering in HR. Can you just answer some questions for me? Jesus.
Yes, I sure can.
Okay, hold on a second. Like I said, I have to call from the bathroom because I don't want them to know that I'm looking for a job. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. How many positions are there? Are there multiple or just one?
Multiple.
Multiple positions? Okay.
Yes.
But this is... I have to travel, right? This is not a facility?
Yeah, this is not a facility. We go from home to home in the Cumberland, Perry County area.
Okay. Do you, compensate for mileage?
The only time there would be compensation for mileage if you're taking your client somewhere or you're doing errands for your client. Uh-huh. So, you know, if there's... client needs you to go to the grocery store or something like that, there would be mileage for that.
Hang on, give me a second. I have a flush. Okay. Alright, so the only time that you, if it's okay, like for... Other than that, so if I had to go to a restaurant or something for
or but go to the you can pick, you can tell us where you're willing to travel to.
All right.
Like if you live in the...
Like the liquor store? Like the liquor store?
What do you mean?
Like they might ask me to go to the liquor store?
Typically, it's like the pharmacy, the grocery store, the doctor's places like that.
Yeah, because I can like go to the liquor store too if they need liquor. I can go to the adult store if they want some pornography or lubricant or something like that. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I get your name, please?
Why?
We like to keep on track of who calls in so that if you're interested, I can watch for your application and let Lindsay in HR know.
But that's Lindsay in HR's job. Like, you're not with that department. You're in the front. You're going to tell her something about me, aren't you? You don't like me. I know you don't like me, the way you're talking to me. Were you going to you're going to tell her
retention and recruit it. No, I'm not going to say that. I work in HR with Lindsay. Lindsay and I both work together here in HR.
You're not in HR, though. You're at the front desk. You answered the phone front desk. I know that's a lie. I'm also looking at the website at the staff, and you're not listed in the HR department. So you're
lying?
What's
my name?
You're lying to me?
No, no. No, I'm not lying to you.
Okay. All right. Well, you're being very shady here, you know? I think maybe you're threatened that I'm trying to get a job there. You think maybe I'm going to take your position because I'm younger and smarter? Is that what it is? Just tell me the truth. It's okay. I won't tell anybody. Are you threatened by my youth and better education? The fact that I'm a man? Okay.
Shame with shamelessness. Aim stainlesses at anuses. You know the game this is. Like Pepsi, don't matter what the brand name is. I stand behind mine. Everything I do, I'm a man behind mine. I'm not an angel, I'm sure. But every night before I lay, I drop my knees to the floor and I pray.
The name shall endure forever.
That's a good place. I'm going to put a star next to that one here. Let me get the pen. And give that a big star for possible callback.
In your name, I pray.
And here's another caregiver one. I'll pee on the phone again. I love that. She kind of reacted like she hesitated a little when I turned it up a little bit. Oh, no, that was the second one. Shit, the first one didn't go. Never mind that one. Okay, auto detailing, full or part-time, driver's license required for the machine. All right. We'll circle that and call it. Hello?
ABC Clean Cars. Hello?
Hey, how are you, honey?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I see you have a job put in here for auto detailing where I can go in and clean the car and get all the feces and stains out of it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're hiring for auto detailing.
Where are you located at, damn it?
We're in Mechanicsburg. Where are you calling from?
Oh, well, I'm calling here locally, also. I saw it in the paper, local paper. Damn.
That's the pissing song.
ABC Clean Cars.
Yeah, hi. I was calling about the auto detailing job. Is that still available?
Yes, we're taking applications till Friday.
And how many positions are up? How many positions?
I'm looking for one more person. I already hired somebody.
All right, you can
need one more position filled.
Okay, so I can come in today and get that application in before some other jerk, you know, tries to take it, right?
So you're saying you can come in and put an application in before another jerk comes in. Is that what you just said to me?
Yeah, you know how they are. Some other jerk-off will take the job, and I deserve it, you know?
Oh, some other jerk-off, but you think you deserve the job. Listen, dude, don't even call me.
Motherfucker! I love this shit. I love job application calls, man. God, they're fucking awesome. They're so incredulous at the attitude. Oh, boy. All right. Appliance installers needed. $500 sign-on bonus of qualified. Please inquire. Calling, and then they have their number. Ask for Big Andy. You must be able to pass the drug screen. Well, there it goes. A criminal background check. Well, one out of two ain't bad.
Now just a lazy boy, daydreaming in my lazy boy. In the cloud of smoke, and the plane is Marvin. Mama forgive me, should be thinking about Harvey. That's too far away, niggas are starving. Nut bone for aim, just gotta change the target. I got dreams of Vegas Nittles, the size of pillows. I see pies every time my eyes glittles. I see rides, sixes like...
Yeah, hey, big guy. Is that Andy?
This is Phil.
All right, so where's Andy then?
Andy's on a conference call.
I'm supposed to be on that conference call. Can you patch me through, or...
Hold on here a second. Thanks. Let's see if I can find out what's going on.
Thanks, buddy.
Did you have the conference call number, or...
Well, yeah, what I had might be wrong. Can you confirm it?
There's supposed to be a number and a code.
I've tried that three times, and each time I don't know what I'm doing wrong, to be honest.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, 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 hello. Damn it. Ugh. Yeah, I was just talking to someone who was helping me out getting on the conference call. A gentleman.
We can't actually patch you in. It's on a closed line. There's actually a conference call number you needed to call, then there would be a conference call code.
Well, yeah, I'm putting in what Andy told me. I don't even have the conference call code. Can you confirm the phone number and just what code it's supposed to be?
And I'm sorry, your name is what?
Eddie.
What's your last name?
Cross.
Let me just go verify that information with him. Can I place you on a quick hold?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is he acting? Or Shit.
Sir, for logistics, this is Victoria.
Yeah, Victoria, did you find out anything? I'm missing this call.
Yes, I was actually just speaking with Andy, and he also chimed in and asked the other gentlemen who were on the conference call. Unfortunately, no one can confirm that you were supposed to be on it, and I was advised that I'm not permitted to provide you with the conference call number or the code.
You know what? God damn you people. Seriously. I'm so sick and tired of Andy and his bullshit. You let him know I said that.
Is this in regards to a delivery issue, or...
I'm supposed to be in the conference call regarding the conference. I have a contract at stake here, and Andy keeps messing around.
Okay, this isn't... it's not a conference call in regards to any contract. This is a call between supervisors about station issues.
Yeah, my contract is involved.
Again, I understand, but with our CEO on the phone... We're supposed to be on the call. It's not information that I'm not coming from above.
Well, you tell Andy he's a motherfucker.
Again, if you'd like me to take your information, I can provide it to him.
No, yeah, just here. I write down a message. Are you ready?
Okay.
Dear Andy, you fucking asshole, you. You fucked me again.
Okay, I'm gonna just.
You fucked me again.
You fucked.
They said you murked me by the time I was 21.
But
you never hurt me. Hello, Brooklyn. If we had a daughter, guess what? I'm a caller. Brooklyn Carter. When I left you for Virginia.
I'll play for the job. Bernice Jenkins, I'm a slut. Thank you, Bernice, asshole. I don't like you. Just to let you know.
I only wrote Lexus to hug your road.
I don't know about you.
I love your corners. I'm half your soul. Hello, Brooklyn.
How you do? Where you going? Can I come too? And if I can, I'ma be your man. You could be my lady.
me star that one.
Okay.
I never even got into the job thing. I was just being an asshole.
She said she eating on the run, but she ignore it. She said she got a man, but he ain't worried. But then I'ma have to ride him like Ori. She said she love me.
All right, here's employment for a carpenter. Experience, must have tools and car.
I'ma leave it like this, like this, like that. Where Brooklyn at?
Install windows, decks, and doors. Every time I try to call these carpenter ones, never, no one has ever answered. And for some reason, I think that's going to happen again. If you're a carpenter, fuck you. Good luck trying to get a job, because they don't ever answer.
Fiesta Rentals.
Yeah, hey honey, how are you?
Okay.
Alright, I'm calling regarding the job you have in the paper.
The job in the paper?
Yeah, the carpenter X-Speed.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I know how I have tools. I have all the tools. I got a machine also. I have the machines.
What machine is that?
The main machine for carpentry.
The main machine for carpentry.
Yeah. It has the button on it.
I have no idea what that is.
Is there a man might know? Is there a man who knows about tools that I could talk to?
Yeah, but they're all out working right now. So.
Yeah, because usually men know these things, right?
Yeah. Well, you could try later on. Thank you.
No, no, don't go. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, well, here's the helmet. She's already on guard because I called her honey. At least I didn't say honey baby. Or big girl. Big girl's my favorite. Honey baby's up there, but big girl. And honey baby, I'm pretty sure I got that from the Jerky Boys. That was a Saul Rosenberg thing. He's like, okay, honey baby. Okay, honey baby.
Till we smoke a CI. What up to the boy VI? You know I handle VI. I don't have step on the cane. Ask the dress about I. How you want so?
I used to never do it unless like the woman who I was talking to in a prank was like, oh hey honey, all right honey, let me check. And I go, oh yeah honey baby. Like I take it to the next step. And then pretty soon after that I just flew in.
Good afternoon, Alex Ailes. This is Sue.
Hey, Sue, how are you?
Okay.
Yay! I'm looking at an ad in the paper for a carpenter and four person.
Okay.
It says 40-year-old co looking for
company.
Full-time year-round 4E person. Good pay, mm-hmm. Health plan, retirement, adult clubs, life ends. Is that insurance?
Okay, yes.
And then men, minutes, 7YR year, EXP.
Minimum.
Express.
Experience. Minimum 7 years experience.
Okay. That now would make sense. I was wondering. Goodness me. All right, what can I tell you about me there, honey?
Are you local?
Yes, I am.
Okay, best thing is just...
Oh, I live in the Berg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Best thing is coming in, complete an application.
Okay, all right. I have, like, do I work there or do I, like, go out to jobs?
Out.
Good, good, good. Do they usually have a toilet that I can use? I have IBS, you know what that is? Irritable bowel syndrome. So I have to actually urinate and go to the bathroom a lot.
They normally do. If not, then they are a port-a-john.
Okay. All right, so you're saying I have to be 40 years old? Is that negotiable?
No, the company's 40 years old.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why you wanted 40-year-old or, you know, like that. Okay. All right. And then, do I need my own tools?
Yes.
All right. I have a machine. The machine?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I got the machine that I can use.
What's the machine?
The main machine for the carpenter main machine.
Okay.
Okay. Excuse me, I just got to get out of the bathroom.
Okay.
Give me a second. Okay. Excellent. That's great. Let me write down all this information then. So I don't have to be 40 years old.
No.
And it's not 7 years.
It's minimum 7 years experience.
Okay. Because that was like 7 year express. I didn't know if that was the kind of terms or something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there's plenty of toilets to urinate and defecate in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do I have to bring my own toilet paper?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. And should I put down that I have big sexual organs?
No.
That won't help me? Does a woman do the hiring or a man?
Man.
Oh, that's too bad, because I like to I'll seduce women. I have pheromone. There's this guy on the radio, Gary Brodsky. He sells pheromone cologne that it makes women attracted to you. They put pheromones and hormones inside the cologne. And that's how I've gotten two jobs now wearing it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'll probably be around men all the time on the work site, so I shouldn't wear it there. Because
right.
Men get aggressive towards you because men can smell feces. Shut up, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Gary Brodsky's pheromones. I was listening to Dwight's newest YouTube video, and it has one of my calls where I'm calling Gary about pheromone cologne. And he's like, oh, we got a normal caller. Got a normal caller. Nope. You actually don't, Gary. All right, look. She wasn't getting... I went into that too easy, and it took too long. I said some wacky stuff, but she didn't really react like I wanted. She seems to be a cool lady. We'll mark that with check. All right, another carpenter job.
Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long.
Lead carpenter job, yeah.
Streets was my second home.
And helper needed for a local busy company. Experienced and proficient in all aspects of home remodeling. Steady, year-round, permanent employment. Call remodeler machines.
Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use his hat. Own boss, own your masters, slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed weed? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling about your carpenter job.
Oh, you're going to have to call back when I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have CNN on. Let me turn it down. Hang on. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had CNN playing in the background.
Okay.
I see you have a job ad here for carpenter lead, carpenter helper.
Yep.
Needed for a local busy co.
Yep.
Expressed and proficient in all aspects of home remodeling. And then I have to be steady year-round. I am. And permanent. I am a permanent. And then employment. Yeah, employment call, then it has your name. How are you doing today, sir?
Pretty good.
Good, good.
I can, what type of experience do you have?
I have 10 years experience in carpentry. I used to be the lead carpenter at a mega church in Florida. I had work all the time. Then I worked for Universal Studios in the carpentry department. I work on several rides over there, including the Mummy ride. And then I worked at Walt Disney World as a lead carpenter over there for Woodland. And then we also had a slavery exhibit that we did at Epcot. And it was a hut made out of wood. And I designed it and built it. It had animatronics in it, animatronic slaves and stuff. And then we had an animatronic tree where there was a lynching show done like 4 times a day. I created it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Cross.
My name is Cross.
Spell it.
Cross.
Is that your first name?
That is just my name. I actually don't. I had it changed to Cross when I became a born again Christian.
Okay, and your phone number?
It's 808-2014.
Okay, let me talk with my foreman, and he's doing the hiring.
I'm watching a CNN. They're showing a story. Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
Jeez. All right, well, I'll pass this on to my foreman who's doing the hire.
Yeah, he's, like, he's got his arm all the way up to his wrist and her asshole. Hello? Can't hang up. Hello, sir? Sir, are you there? Oh, CNN.
That's where your mother's going to help you.
What about my mother?
Pardon me?
You said something about my mother when you hung up. I heard you say something.
I didn't say anything about your mother.
Listen, my mother passed away 2 years ago of a heart attack in my arms.
Well, I didn't say anything about your mother. My mom passed away 10 years ago.
Did she pass away in your arms?
If you're applying for a job and can't even turn your television down, that's pretty bad. I'm not interested in interviewing you or hiring you.
The television isn't
goodbye.
On. It's on the computer. It's on the computer. Oh, I love it. That's the kind of effect I like with the Oh God Bill thing. And I remember trying to get that effect a whole bunch of times when last time I did these calls, and I could never get it.
And
final.
We'll
put a star next to that one.
Mama said it's mama's side. I fear her youngest son be a victim of homicide. But I gotta
man, I love these calls. But I do have a doctor's appointment today, and either way, I gotta leave in about 2 hours, so I can't be on too much longer.
I got the rain, our direction will soon change. To live and die and wine, the hustle game. Hustle cane, hustle clothes,
but I'm here.
Hustle music.
I'm here.
Any hustle that you pick, skinny nigga toothpick. But I do lift weight like I'm using.
Alright, here's a Ford dealership looking for a body shop technician full time. And we need to call Bob.
And I don't need no hook for this shit. This is not for commercial usage. Please don't categorize this as music. Please don't compare me to other rappers. Compare me to trappers. I'm more Frank Lucas than Ludacris. And Luda's my dude. I ain't trying to diss. Like Frank Lucas is cool, but I ain't trying to snitch. I'ma follow the rules no matter how much time I'ma get. I'ma live and die with the decisions that I'ma pick. So fuck the haven for Kate.
Oh, Mr. Ford.
Hey, honey, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm doing really good. I had a good morning today. I had a good breakfast, healthy breakfast. Had a good bowel movement. Everything's doing great today.
Good.
I was calling to talk to Bob. He called me back about a job application I put in.
Bob.
Bob and
Bob in the body shop. Yep. One moment.
Okay, honey, baby.
Monday through Friday and Saturday till 5.
Bowel movement.
At L.B. Smith Ford Lincoln, customer service is our highest priority. We appreciate your patience. Please continue to hold. Someone will be with you momentarily. You know your vehicle needs to be serviced, but Monday through Friday, you can never find the time. Problem solved. At L.B. Smith Ford Lincoln, our award-winning service department is now open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Not just the basics, but full service. Appointments are suggested. L.B. Smith Ford Lincoln stocks more genuine Ford parts than any other dealer in central Pennsylvania. Our parts department can serve you from 7:30 till 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturday 8 to 4.
By the way, this episode,
Will not go on the show reel. You need to be catching it live or wait for 4 months when it's edited.
If you are involved in an accident,
not going on the
L.B. Smith Ford Lincoln can help. Our body repair.
So you better get your listens in now and tell everybody.
Technology.
Carlito ain't putting this one on the showroom.
Serve you from 7:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Body shop, Nate speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, how are you?
Good, good. How can I help you today, sir?
I'm calling about the body shop technician job. I'm calling from the bathroom of my current job. I'm sorry about the echo.
Yeah, it is echoing. It's a little hard to hear you, sir.
Yeah, I'll try to step away a little bit. I can't call from outside because they'll know I'm looking for a job, you know?
Right, okay. Well, what can I help you with? Because right now, we are still accepting applications.
Yeah, where's Bob at? I'm not supposed to talk to the lady.
He's actually out of the office for the rest of the day.
Is he sick?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is he sick?
No, he just had a place to go for today, an appointment, so he'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, where at? Where'd he go? Is that out of town?
I can't tell you that, sir. It's he has an appointment to deal with. He'll be back tomorrow.
Well, he told me to call him back today. How about finalizing?
Yeah, he won't be back anymore today. However, you would need to talk to him tomorrow then when he does come in.
Well, he's a fucking asshole. Because I've been waiting all day to call in, that motherfucker. When did he leave?
Sir, I don't appreciate the tone, but I'm trying to help you out here. However, he won't be back until tomorrow, so if you need to speak specifically to him, he will be in tomorrow at 7:30.
Well, listen, I don't have time for this shit. Can you take a message?
That's what I'm trying to do, sir. You won't have to talk to him tomorrow. I will let him know that you called, but what is your name and number?
All right, here's the message. Are you ready to write it down?
Okay.
Bob. Dear Bob.
Well, I'm not going to take a full message. What's
now, listen, you need to
do,
listen. Dear Bob. Damn it. Dear Bob, comma. Take your job, shove it up your ass, you motherfucker. You wasted my fucking time. I lost a different job opportunity because you're fucking ass.
Sir.
Do I need to say that slower?
Calm down. Yeah, I'm going to ask that you tell me your name.
Cross.
And the number you need to call back.
Cross. Damn it! Shit! Fucking damn it!
God
damn it! Yeah, you hang up on everybody. Shit! Fuck that guy! Hang up on his ass! Hang up your ass, man! Yeah, motherfucker, you, bitch!
Sir, you're gonna have
to... Who is that?! Tell me who that is. I'll kick his ass. Tell him I'll kick his ass.
All right, sir. I'm going to ask that you give me the number that I need to have the manager call you at.
Am I on speaker still? I'll kick your ass, motherfucker!
Sir, do you have a name that I can write down along with a telephone number?
My name is Cross!
Okay, and what is your telephone number?
808-2014, you motherfucker, you!
808-20...
14!
All right, sir. We'll have him call you.
You tell that motherfucker back there when I'm called down there, I'm going to kick him right in the fucking ass.
Sir, I don't have to listen to your tone this way. I'm trying to help you out here, so
fuck
please
him.
Just bear with us, and we'll deal with you tomorrow when the man
fuck
comes
him.
In. Thank you for your time.
Fuck it!
It wasn't just my tone, man. It was also the things I said.
That's why we don't speak. Made men ain't supposed to make statements. End of the story, I followed the code, cracked the safe. Other niggas ain't in the game, so they practice hate. Leave that boy hope alone, why don't you? You don't have to
oh,
if you don't
shit.
Want to, but don't say I didn't want
you. Look, the guy in the background. He talking to me like that? Oh.
And I don't
the guy took me off a speakerphone to keep a fight from breaking up. That guy was turning red back there. Fucking redneck. Motherfucker. He was getting ready to fucking chip out on me. Damn it. Nunu has sent UK numbers. Okay, I'll do some UK numbers.
And when there's good evening.
My man.
Good evening, yes. Is that Mr. Rivers?
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling from the United Water Corporation. We have a problem with your water.
You got a problem with my water?
Yeah, there's a report of an issue with the water table in your area. We need you to check the water from your toilet. If you can flush the toilet, let us know if it's flushing clear or if it has any brown or particles in it after you flush it.
Who are you speaking from? Who are you from?
My name is Cross. I'm calling from United Water Machines. We handle the water table in your area for your local water company.
No, Cambridge Water deal with my water. Goodbye.
Yeah, we have a contract with them. Cambridge Water. All right, I'm going to call and tell them from Cambridge Water. Cambridge Water.
Good evening.
Yes, hi, good evening. I'm calling from Cambridge Water.
Yeah?
Yeah, we need you to please check your toilet, if you can flush it, and please let me know if it's flushing clear or if it's has any brown hue to it or any particulates.
No, nothing wrong with my water.
Have you flushed the toilet yet? I haven't heard you flush it.
I don't need to flush it. I flushed it 5 minutes ago. I've just made a cup of tea out of the pipe, out of the water tap, so...
No, it's only through the toilets. It's only coming through toilets.
How the handover can it only be from the toilet when the toilet is connected to the mains?
You can only see it on the toilet. When you look at a faucet, you can't see it. You have to have a large amount like you would in the toilet.
That seems a load of cobblers to me.
The quickest way to check is by having you flush the toilet, sir. Please, I'm begging you.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, all right. And did you make your tea out of the toilet water or out of your sink? Out of your faucet?
Well, it's all on the same pipeline.
Okay, all right. Okay, that makes sense. All right, can you check the temperature of the toilet water? Can you check to see if it's cold or hot?
Well, I've just had a drink out of the tap, and that was cold.
No, it's through the toilet. You need to check if it's cold or hot.
I'll get lost.
Listen, don't...
Bloody... That's useless. You're talking through the back of your neck.
Yeah, well... The back of my neck.
Speech. First of all, I want to thank my with all due respect, thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, the Nike shoe box for holding all this cash.
Okay.
Boys in blue who agreed before the badge.
Okay.
The first push who ever made the stash.
Okay.
The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life.
Hey.
Thanks to the lames, niggas.
All right, back to the newspaper.
Change, I tore you out the cane. Bullet wounds will stop your buffoonery. Thanks to the pastor rapping at your eulogy.
I think I am done with the front page.
You know the women friend who carry the word cross state for a gentleman. Yeah, thanks to all
yep,
the hustlers.
Done with the front page.
Most importantly, you. The
customer. The rock boys in the building tonight. Hey. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like. Hey. You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house.
Okay.
Boys in the building tonight. Hey. Look at how I'm chilling.
The casino's hiring. The local casino.
We the dope boys of the year.
Part-time positions in food and beverage, housekeeping, security officer, finance, player service, cage cashier, table games dealer, teams, table games poker host. Wow, man. I would love to be a blackjack dealer. That would be my dream job, man. Like Homer Simpson was for a while, I think. He was like, he was hitting on 20.
Thank you for calling. For casino information, please select one of the following options. For directions to casino, please press 1. Press 2 for current promotional information. For information on player services or a win-loss statement, please press 3. Press 4 for information on our dining venues or to make a reservation. For the racing department or paramutual wagering services, please press 5. For security and public safety, please press 6. For a team member directory, please press 7. For direct access to the poker room registration desk, please press 9. Press pound to repeat this menu. Thank you.
That's it?
For casino security, please press 1. For the success, but it's my
time. Cheers, toast to crime. Number one, D-Boy, Shane with the rhyme. The rock boys in the building tonight. Hey. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like. Hey. You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house. The rock boys in the building tonight. Hey.
The casino security podium, Officer Bamford, how can I help you?
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
God damn it, I'm trying to call someone on human resources. Those motherfuckers don't have a fucking number or an extension.
Well, with language like that, I'm wondering. It's a wonder they don't. They even answer the phone for you.
Well, no, I haven't talked to them like that.
Hold on, I'll transfer you to them.
All right, damn it.
Who is this?
I work in beverage services. My name is Smith.
Okay, hold on.
Hollywood Casino, this is Kate.
What's your number direct there, Big Kate?
Excuse me?
What's the extension to get a hold of HR? I've been trying to call you motherfuckers for so long now.
Excuse me, what is your question, sir?
Well, I have a question about my benefits shit, damn it.
Who is this?
This is Smith. I work in beverage services.
Okay. Please hold a minute.
A unique dining experience awaits guests at Final Cut Steakhouse.
So I'll transfer you to Tammy. Please hold.
All right, girl. Screen.
Hi, you have reached Tammy. And
no operator defined.
Fuck.
To request another transfer, press star T or leave a message. All right,
all right.
I'm killing this ice. Hey. You don't even gotta bring your purse. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like. You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys in the air. Drinks is on the house.
Casino.
Yeah, I need
to help you.
Hey, listen, I need to get human resources on the line.
Human resources?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. One
someone
moment.
Just showed me their. I'm work here.
Along.
I work in beverage services, and someone just showed me their sexual organs.
What?
Human resources. They need transferred.
Someone show me their sexual organs.
Yeah. Bring guests every minute of the day's hunt.
We casino. This is Kate.
Kate, Tammy didn't pick up, and there's someone who just showed me their sexual organs here.
Just a minute, please.
Well, listen, one of the security people just showed me his sexual organs.
Okay, let me transfer you to Denise, okay? Just a minute, please.
Enjoy the finest steaks, seafood, chops, and daily menu specials.
This is Denise. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Denise. How you doing, big girl?
Who's this?
This is Smith. I work in beverage services. Someone just showed me their sexual organ.
Okay.
I want this reported. I have pictures of the sexual organ.
Okay.
Why are you covering the phone?
I'm not covering the phone.
Yeah, you are. What is that?
Okay.
Why did you do that?
If you want me to help, I'm not covering the phone.
What was wrong? Why was it muffled?
Because I went and got a tablet to write your name down.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What can I do to help you,
sir? Did it go into your bosoms?
Can I help you in any way?
Yeah, I want to make a report. Someone showed me their sexual organs.
Okay, but I need your full name.
He had a large shrimp in the buffet, and he put it up to his crotch. It was like, ooh, 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 like that. And I consider that just like he showed me his sexual organ.
Was he an employee?
Yeah, some Mexican kid that works there.
Okay. He
put the shrimp, the big shrimp, in his crotch where his penis would be, and then he went back and forth with his hips, and he went like that with the big shrimp, and it was flopping up and down with the tail.
Sir, do you work here?
Yeah, I work in beverage services.
You work in beverage services?
Yeah. I make the drinks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Motherfuckers.
Okay.
That motherfucker did that shit to me, motherfucker.
Okay, well, I can help you, but
fucking
I need
asshole.
To know a little bit.
Motherfucker, shit! Fucking asshole! You don't know how sexually scared I am now, motherfucker, shit! Fuck!
Smith?
Yes.
Are you still there?
I need to go into the bathroom because I'm yelling really loud. I'm here at work and I'm going to get in trouble. Hang on.
Hello?
You work with us here at Hollywood.
I'm in the bathroom now because I'm just sitting here. I'm going to get in trouble. You know?
Well, why don't you come down to HR?
I can't even use the bathroom anymore.
Why?
Like, I'm just standing here trying to start urinating, and it won't go.
Right.
Because of what happened.
Oh,
There it goes. So, I should just go there? Will you help me out?
I'm saying you can come down to HR, yes. I'm here right now.
Hang on. Because I gotta write down your info, but I can't use both hands or... Hang on.
So are you on property right now?
Hello?
Why don't you call me back when it's more convenient?
Oh, I'm done. I'm done peeing now. Hang on. Okay. All right. I'm a little more calm now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you come down to the HR office?
You're not going to be upset that I was yelling and cursing at work, right?
Well, it's inappropriate, but I would rather try and get to the bottom of the situation that you're dealing with.
The only guests that were around was like this Asian, and I don't think they speak English. They don't look like they do.
Okay.
I think they're from out of country. So I don't think they understood. Maybe they knew I was angry, right? That's why I still should not have done that.
Well, you work here.
I still should not have done that, right?
Was it in front of other guests?
Yeah, they were nearby, but they were Asians, you know? They were like Oriental. I don't think that they understood, but they still probably knew that I was yelling and angry and upset, and they might have recognized some of the words from, you know, like TV and media or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you come down to the office if you're working?
I know. All right, I'll go ahead. I'll turn myself in, you know? I'm sorry.
Well, no. I want to help you, so you can come down to the office and we can get more information and you can write a statement for
me. Yeah, I know, but you're going
to investigate.
You're going to write me up, I know, because I said that shit.
Well, I don't write anybody up. I work in human resources.
Yeah, but you're still put a, like a something. You'll tell someone to write me up. You know, maybe I'm just going to not report it. I'm kind of intimidated now. No, I'm intimidated now.
Are you intimidated?
Because you're
going to
get me, because I messed up. I started cursing in front of you, in front of guests, and I damaged that that artwork back there.
I don't know where the artwork is.
I damaged it. When I was going to the bathroom, I threw all these vases and all these paintings on my way there to the bathroom. I yanked them off the wall and they fell down.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I kicked some of the furniture. I kicked that couch, that love seat. I kicked it downstairs into the casino floor. I should not have done that.
I'm not familiar with that. Do you work here?
Yeah, I gotta get.
You do.
I should probably get back on the floor, I think.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm not gonna report the sexual harassment because I don't want to get retribution against me, you know?
Retribution?
Yeah. Can you hear me? I'm back on the floor.
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah.
You mean retaliation?
Yeah, against me because of...
Sure, I don't even know who you are, so I can't...
Yeah, but my boss...
I can't help you.
My boss will probably do it because he doesn't like me.
Okay. Well, that's... I mean, I don't know who you are to even help you, so...
I know. Well, that's why this is good. Yeah, you're not gonna be able to put a report, and I'm not going to get fired or, you know, let go.
Why don't I give you my direct line? Sir? I can give you my direct phone number, and that way, if you want to set up an appointment, we can discuss this further.
Is that like a... Are you coming on to me now?
No, I'm offering you my phone number at work that if you want to set up an appointment to make a formal complaint, you have the ability to...
I don't feel comfortable with this kind of arrangement, quid pro quo.
Okay,
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Well, Smith, if we can be of any help...
I mean, I'm a young man. I'm a young man, and I know maybe you have certain urges, but I can't do that. I'm sorry. I'm in a relationship right now.
Okay, I'm going to end this conversation because
okay.
You're being inappropriate.
I'm not. I'm just
saying
you were coming on to me. It's okay. I kind of flattered, but no. The answer is
okay.
No, okay?
Have a good day, Ben.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Oh.
I know
what you like.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm sorry. The radio was up. I'm sorry, honey.
Okay, who is this?
Oh, hey, this is Cross. I see you have a 24-foot round swimming pool with a ladder.
I do, yes.
Oh, that's great. I'm over here. I just bought a new house, a new ranch property. I'm over here at Horse Machine Ranch Road, the new development.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, I'm looking for something that I can, like that I can put upside down. And then that's where I'm going to go inside. And I'm going to have like a big steam room and we get naked mm-hmm. and turn the steam on inside. We get naked and we masturbate and get all the toxins out of our bodies. Like a spa. Hmm? Hello? 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 Mimi? 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 Mimi! Damn it.
She wants that old thing back. She wants those heroin tracks. She likes me. She fiends for me nightly. She leans for me. Morning, she rushed for my touch. This is about lust. When I'm not with her, my presence is a must.
Yeah, hi. Did we get disconnected?
Yeah,
I'm leased out because I think I hung up on you.
But why? I'm sorry.
Because you were being a pervert.
No. I didn't mean to say that part. I'm sorry. That's private. That's supposed to be private.
Okay. Do you have Tourette?
No. Well.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like Asperger's?
So you just say things that come out of your mouth.
Sometimes I do. I'm supposed to think them, and I say them out, like they come out like that. And I have a speech therapist I'm working with to stop those things. Yeah, sometimes I'll be standing in line somewhere, and I'll just go, woo, 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 like that.
Oh, wow.
And I'm supposed to be thinking it in my head, but I'm like, woo, 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 like that. And people turn around and look at me. Yeah.
Okay, why does somebody want to come and pull a joke on me?
No. I also have big sexual organs.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah. No, it's not a problem. Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you were interested in the pool and you want to tell me about your sexual organs.
Well, I did bee sting therapy where you actually get stung by bees on your penis. And after an amount of time, it permanently grows scar tissue and it becomes bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty round, too. It's not even.
Sounds like you need some therapy.
The shaft isn't even, but it's really big.
Is that right? Okay, well, thanks for sharing.
Okay, honey. All right, so can I come by and see that swimming pool?
If you'd like.
Is it filled up right now, or?
No, there's no water in it.
Oh, that's good. So we can turn it upside down?
No, it's too heavy.
Okay. Can I kick it?
Sure.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right.
Bye.
Okay, honey.
All right,
baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Hey, I know everything you like and love. Hello?
I'm sorry? Hello?
Oh, hey, I'm calling. You have a job here for electricians?
Yes.
That's good, that's good. Is there a man I can talk to?
Well... Is there a problem talking with a woman?
It's an electrician job. I'm not used to that.
Yes, it is.
I'm not used to that.
Okay. Are you hoping to apply for the position, or?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Okay. My name is Bonnie, and I'm the office manager. How may I help you, sir?
Oh, that's nice, honey. My name is Cross. I'm calling interested about the electrician job. I had a question.
Okay.
Do I have to have my own tool machines?
Tool machine? I'm not sure what question you're asking. We typically ask for electricians to have their typical hand tools that you would normally have, wire strippers, things like that. Yes, we do request to have your own hand tools.
Yeah, I do have my own hand tool machines. Yep, that's what I mean.
Okay.
They're machines. They're little machines, you know?
Oh, okay. Very good. I've not heard them referred to by that term.
Well, you are a lady, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Would you like to apply for this position, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. After talking to you, I would, yeah.
Okay.
My boss is hanging around. Can you just give me a second to pop into the bathroom so I can finish this conversation?
That's fine.
All right, just be 10 seconds. I'm walking now. Okay. All right. Okay, can you hear me okay in here?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. All right, so I should come down and fill out an application?
You can stop by and fill out an application. We also have an application online.
Okay, I can do it online?
Yes, you can.
Okay. And that's at your website, that's in the end?
That's correct, as listed in the newspaper.
Okay. All right, just give me another... I'm almost done. And I'll write this all down. Okay. And who would I report to? Would that be you?
You can stop. If you stop in, I am the person that would meet you at the door to hand you an application to fill out, okay?
Hang on, let me flush. Okay. let me step out of here. Okay. All right, so I have to go to website, fill out application, go to business, talk to Bonnie, give another application.
Now, sir, you only need to do one or the other, either apply online or come in and fill out an application in person.
Oh, so which one is better?
It doesn't matter. Both get through me, and I see that the proper people get them.
Oh, but, you know, it's better if I go there in person, you see me, you know, and then I get through you better.
Okay, well, it's entirely up to you, sir, whichever is more convenient for you.
All right, hang on, I'm going to write
apparently
this.
Apparently, you're a very busy person if you can't even take time to call when you're not using the restroom, so.
Well, my asshole boss is, hang on, let me go to the break room, and I'll write this down. All right, so I got it. They got the I think they're watching CNN in here. All right. Okay, all right, so what's the address there then?
It was, the address was listed in the newspaper, 6365 Canada.
Okay. Okay. All right. And what time are you there till, honey?
Sir, I am in the office. Somebody is in the office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
8 to 4. And I should ask for...
Monday through Friday.
I should ask for Big Bonnie. Okay. Do you like Chipotle? Want me to bring some Chipotle for you? Maybe we can eat a burrito together and...
Sir... If you're interested in applying for the job, you may either do it online or in person. Thank you very much for your call. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Bye. She was trying not to laugh several times there.
I'm on the bra strap, she's on my dick. Ain't nothing wrong with that, that's my bitch.
Good afternoon, thanks for calling. See, this is...
How you doing today?
I'm doing great, and who's this?
This is Cross, I'm calling about your job ad you have for customer relations.
Cross?
Yeah.
Cross, how are you today?
I'm calling about the job. How do you think?
Great, great. And Cross, you said you saw it in the paper?
Hello, yeah. Is this thing working?
Wonderful.
Is this shit working?
Who is this?
This is Cross. I'm calling about the job.
Okay, Cross, hold on for me for 1 second. I'm going to transfer that department.
All right, motherfucker.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hey, Scott, this is Cross. I'm calling about the job that you have here in the PIPA.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's your name?
Cross. I have an associate's degree in customer relations. I wanted to be work in PR, but I had a drug conviction, and they won't allow me to do... financial aid.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just.
And do you have your own?
It was just a little bit of grass. It was just a little bit of grass.
Yeah. Do you have your own reliable vehicle?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Are you 18 years of age or older?
Oh fuck yeah, I am. 32.
And do you? And you have a driver's license to operate your vehicle? Well,
hang on, let me turn the TV down. I had CNN on. Give me a second. All right, sorry. I like to watch CNN during the day, sometimes in the background. Do I have what now?
Do you have your own driver's license to operate your vehicle?
Yeah, well, I got a car, man.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have a driver's license.
God, you're
eating.
God,
and,
you're
eating.
fucking ignorant.
I'm sorry?
This guy's fucking ignorant. You believe this guy, Bob? Hello? Hello? Fuck that guy. That shit was going nowhere. Watching C. Zero,
B-Lo. Fresh one blade, no chemo. Up with no diesel. Please, it's no equal. Your boys off the wall. These other niggas is
damn. Hey, baby, I said
Thank you for calling around employment hotline. We are currently accepting applications for the part-time package handler position for two different locations. Individuals who are interested in applying for a part-time package handler position are required to attend a short observation before completing an employment application. During the short observation, individuals will have the opportunity to view an application. Please wait.
Turn the lights down. Let's keep it small. It's that shit you roll up like little tight J2.
Charity. It's Mary Ellen. How can I help you?
Charity. I heard you say charity.
I was answering another question.
Charity. I fucked this girl named Charity once. Oh, she had such a tight little pig pussy. I was calling...
Sip your little wine. Whatever your vice is, you know. Whatever you like to do.
Oh, boy. I never fucked her, but I imagine she had a tight little pink pussy. I'm sorry. Come on, I was like 16. I was like, oh, I wonder what Charity looks like down there. Yeah. Oh, man, I would jerk off thinking of Charity.
Head into the party like.
Come on, work.
I don't even want to stop though, for real though. Step into my bedroom, I call it.
Oh, come on!
I'm just you gon' like, you see why I be talking this logic. Obito, baby, no equal, baby. It's Pico, the Pico, now I'm Nico. Obito, baby, take another shower on my 25th.
Yeah, what's up? I've been doing this since Chips was out. Table full of powder bagging up at that Ramada. Hello?
I'm sorry, who's this?
This is Cross. I'm calling about the CDL equipment operator needed, CDL and or skill okay. equipment operators
yeah,
needed
hey, can I-
for part-time snow removal or services. Please call.
Can I call you right back?
Fuck no. I don't have time for that shit. Way to go, Carlos.
And everything said in song you happen to see. Then actually believe half of what you see. None of what you
thank you for calling Incorporated. And with that if you know said, the extension of the person you would like to reach, please dial it up. I will transfer you to an operator. Please hold. Hell,
shoot niggas straight through the ER. Whoa,
the whole free world.
Hey, big girl, how you doing?
Good. Can I help you?
I'm supposed to talk to Dirty.
Mary Jordy?
No, Dirty.
Drudy?
Dirty. D-H-R-U-T-I, Dirty.
Yeah, that's Drudy.
No,
Drudy.
It says Dirty.
Okay. Let me, she has a voicemail box.
No, okay. I need to talk to her. I said, damn it.
That's no language that you should talk to me. Like.
I can get worse. You want to hear worse? You know the C word? Hello? I'll go into the toilet and take a piss on the air with you, on the line with you, if you want.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail box.
First thing I'm gonna do is free Seagull. Go.
Dirty.
And when I'm spitting, it's worse than these celebrities showing.
Thank you for calling Incorporated. If you know the extension of the person you would like to reach, please dial it now. I will transfer you to an operator. Please hold.
Good afternoon, Ass.
Yeah, listen, why did you just drop me into Dirty's voicemail? I asked not to talk to her.
I'm sorry, I just answered the phone. I don't know what you're speaking of.
Yeah, I was talking to some other lady there, and I said that I was returning a call from Dirty. And she just threw me into her voicemail without saying anything, and I think that's rude.
Okay. We don't have anyone here that works by the name of Dirty, though.
It says here D H.
Spell it for me.
D H R U T I. Dirty.
Okay, and that's Drudy is how you pronounce that.
No, no, no. It says Dirty here.
Okay.
D H R U T I. Dirty.
I understand. Okay, you say it how you'd like to. I know that I call her Drudy all the time.
Yeah. Well, don't be ignorant. All right.
Now I'm ignorant. Why am I ignorant?
Well, you're
calling someone by the name that they asked me to call them?
You're throwing me attitude. I'm reading it here in black and white. Dirty.
Okay, you're reading it. I pronounce it, and I talk to her daily, and it's not Dirty. It's Drudy. Thank you.
Then why does she just go by Trudy
Drudy
or something?
Drudy does not work at the... I don't know why she spells her name the way she does.
Well, that's pretty stupid. Well, that's pretty stupid of her. Fucking bitch.
Can I... Oh, sir...
I could do worse. You know the C word?
Oh, I do know it.
Yeah.
You call me that, and I'll have the police after you right away.
No, no. Okay, I won't say
it. I guess you call me that, and I can guarantee I'll have the police called after you.
No, no, no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, I will not pass you on to someone if that's the way you're going to speak.
I won't.
What is the problem?
Well, I was supposed to talk. She said I had to talk to her because...
For what reason?
Because I got in trouble here at work.
Okay, well, I can understand why. If that's the way you speak to women, I understand why you're in trouble.
That's how I talk to a woman customer. I said it in front of a woman customer and a whole bunch of
customers. And then I can understand. I hope you were fired for that, sir.
No, no, I wasn't. I'm on.
Well, you should have been.
You don't know that. You don't know the situation I was
in. You just told me you just called someone the C word. And I'm sorry, if someone called me the C word, I'd demand that they had their job gone, and that's what would happen.
I didn't say the C word to her.
You just told me that, and I can tell you now, if they do fire you, I will testify in court that that's what you had just told me.
Listen,
I can tell them what you just called me and some other woman here that worked. I'll have to find out who answered the phone and what you said to her.
Please, no. I didn't say the C word to the customer. I said the N word.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, I used the N-word really loud and everyone heard
it. Okay, but I know what you just called me and I know what you just told me you were going to call me.
Do you know the N-word?
You're my hairstylist. Yes, I do know the N-word,
okay,
sir.
Well, because I was on the second floor of the store and I started throwing merchandise down the escalator. I was so mad. And I said, I used the N-word. I said... All you fucking nerds, like that, I said. Keep coming in here, shoplifting, all you nerds. Good for nothing, lazy nerds, I said.
Okay,
and then,
I don't think you used the word nerd, but I can't.
I'm substituting nerds for the,
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Drudy asked you to call her?
Yeah, because she's part of the team making up the determination if I should stay or not.
Well, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to call her right now because all I have is her voicemail. But I'm going to call her and tell her that you need to be fired.
No, no, no. Come on. Don't. You can't do that.
Yes,
you can't.
Yes.
You can't do that.
Do that. You just told me and you just called me a nasty name. You called someone else here that you admitted to a nasty name. You told me I was ignorant and now you still want. And then you're telling me you're throwing merchandise down an escalator and saying you nerds, you lazy effing nerds.
I didn't say nerds.
I'm going to talk to the president of the company and demand that you get fired.
No, come on.
How do you like that?
No, please don't.
No.
Please. I can't. Come on. I have children.
You know what?
You
should have thought about that before you used that language when you called this company and you started saying those nasty words to these people.
I'm sorry.
Now, I can transfer you into Drudy's voicemail. That's
Duty.
All I can do for you.
What's her name? Duty?
Yeah, whatever you would like to call her, except for I hope you don't call her the C word, I will transfer you into her voicemail. That's what you have to be transferred into, and that's who you need to deal with. I will make my recommendations what I feel should happen to you.
You cannot.
Thank you very much.
No, motherfucker.
I'll transfer you into... Now see, you're calling me another name. I will transfer you in.
Fucker.
Oh my God. Oh, baby, she hung up.
That was awesome. How gullible is that lady?
You're without sin, let's quit the pulpit.
Oh my god. My sides hurt from muting myself laying back in the chair and laughing. Trying to hold it. That's what makes it worse, is trying to hold it in.
Nigga, fuck shit, ass bitch, trick for sex. Come on. I got the ignorant shit you love.
Dirty.
Fuck shit, money gone, booth and drugs. Come on. I got the ignorant shit you need. Nigga, fuck shit, ass bitch, trick for sex. Come on. I'm only trying to give you what you want. Nigga, fuck shit, ass bitch, you like it, don't front.
It's only entertainment.
Indeed, Jay-Z. Ignorant shit. That was the name of the song, Ignorant Shit. I'm calling you, she got so bad because she was ignorant. I thought she caught me laughing at that one. She was too busy being angry.
So,
time is it? 2:35. My appointment is in almost an hour. I gotta go, guys. I gotta start getting ready. Sucks that I gotta cut it off, but at least we're ending on a good note. Alright, guys. It was fun. Don't listen to Dwight tonight, okay? Dwight will be on in about 7.5 hours. And hello to you.
They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I ain't. I ain't playing. Life's short, so I ain't.